Thanks for spending the holiday weekend with us. I know it's a busy time. Maybe school just got started for you last week. Or you're getting ready for a school start on Tuesday. We appreciate your being with us. It also might be the case that you're back in the area if you're one of the many college students that listen to SLB. Welcome back. Where would you be working if someone asked you to drag it through the garden, clean up the kitchen, or throw it in the mud? 412-586-6300, 412-586-6300, or 1-888-SLB. RADIO, or use instant input or Facebook at slbradio.org. Happy Labor Day weekend from the Saturday Light Brigade. Philomena said, working at home. There's a more specific answer than that.
There is a man you hear about most every place you go. His holdings are in Texas, and his name is Don.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Laurie Lewis and Grant Street, the Diamond Joe. I always used to sing that to myself. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. Good work. Well, John and Mercer knows the correct answer to our Saturday Stumper. We're going to give you another moment or two. Where would you be working if someone asked you to drag it through the garden, clean up the kitchen, or throw it in the mud? If you know, let it show. Take a moment, call 412-586-6300 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-752-7234. Our Saturday Stumper is all for fun. And I think you probably know this. Maybe you might hear expressions in this work locale like Adam and Eve on a raft. Or a blonde with sand. Or a... trying to think of some others I know from the years. City Juice. That's one I could remember. 412-586-6300 or 1-888-752-7234. Hold the Hail. That's another one. And my grandfather's favorite was always Honeymoon Salad. 412-586-6300 or 1-888-752-7234. John in Forest Hills got the correct answer of the occupation you'd be doing. Philomena said, working for Martha Stewart. Perhaps. It all depends on the capacity. John and Mercer knew this and has personal experience. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I said a Waffle House because I've lived in the South all those years, but it's any call restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. A call. I've never heard it referred to as that. That makes sense. A call restaurant.
If you work in one, you put on your resume that you were in a call restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Waffle House has the home fries that are shredded potatoes, and they have covered, smothered, tapped, and spread.
Huh. And what did those mean? So you'd order them that way?
They're covered. They'd have onions, or they'd have cheese or mushrooms. They'd be in a ring, or they'd be spread out.
I'll be darned. Well, throw it in the mud. Do you know what that would mean, to throw something in the mud?
That's gravy.
Gravy, and in some cases chocolate sauce, depending on where you're working.
No.
Clean up the kitchen.
Everything on the hamburger.
Yeah, and there's also a one definition of that, and it all depends on the work environment you're in, is hamburger for clean up the kitchen, or hash. And
no.
Drag it through the garden.
That's lettuce, onions, and pickles.
Yeah, put everything on it, all the condiments that are vegetables. And Adam and Eve on a raft is a common one, which would be two poached eggs on toast.
Did you ever go into a Waffle House in the South?
I don't think so. I've driven by them, so many times, but I don't think so.
Well, they're a call restaurant, and when the waitresses call, the cook pulls a platter down, and where he places a jelly packet indicates what's going to be on that plate.
Is that right? That's how he remembers.
And it's like the 12 points of the clock.
Uh-huh.
And he puts the packet on there and knows that this is a cheese omelet with fries and grits. Always with grits.
I've never heard this before. So is that something? Were you a cook at Waffle House, or were you?
No, I'm a chef.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Were you trained in that system?
There are restaurants. I mean, we're talking tablecloth restaurants and crystal restaurants that are call restaurants, and they have an expediter, and you don't look at the bill because that never comes up to you. The waiter walks through and calls each station, and the expediter tells you when to start so that all meals will be finished at the same time and out.
Wow.
For a table.
What kind of places did you work in?
Ernie's Esquire was a colonial in Indiana, mm-hmm. all kinds of Interstate 80.
Well, Ernie's, there's still an Ernie's near Wheeling, I think.
Yeah, that's the original.
Yeah, I've been there. My parents used to love to go to that place. My mother liked to go for the coquille.
They used to have one up by Butler and one in above the Meadows Racetrack.
I'm fascinated by the system of... where you put the jelly on the plate. I mean, it makes perfect sense, although it probably takes a while to learn.
What it means is that if you're a Waffle House cook, you can go to any of the 1,800, put the cap on, wash your hands, and go behind the counter and go right into it.
I'll be darned. That's incredible to think about that. So you did work at a Waffle House, obviously.
No.
Or no?
No, I worked for Waffle House,
okay.
But I didn't work in one.
Okay. What did you do for Waffle House?
I did the drug alcohol testing.
Okay. So you had to, you need, that's how you learned that system, though? Just from
I'm an observer, and I love Waffle Houses.
Neat.
They're just... they're America.
You know, have they come up north, or are there any?
There's some. There's a couple in Ohio and six or seven in Pennsylvania.
All of a sudden, I'm really getting a hankering for a waffle. I may have to do something about that later today. So thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Take care. What an interesting thing. Where the jelly is dictates how the Waffle House cook or chef would prefer things. Some of those other expressions I gave you, a blonde with sand would be coffee with cream and sugar. City juice is water. And if you, I never heard call restaurant as an expression, but that makes sense. If you look up diner lingo online, you'll find a lot of expressions like foreign entanglement for a plate of spaghetti or hold the hail, meaning no ice in the beverage. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up just after 8:30 with our Brigade Charade, plus a song that's going to pit John Henry against a man from IBM coming up in just a moment.